Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hi, I'm Jason Neal, one of the co-owners of Peterborough United. I must warn you that the Yellow Block podcast contains some strong language and adult themes. So be warned and enjoy.
Peterborough have sacked their manager Grant McCann. That was his second spell in charge of the club. Also, his assistant manager Cliff Byrne has gone as well. Now, everyone at home, quick quiz question. Who do you think they've already replaced Grant McCann with? I'll give you 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Absolutely right. It's Darren Ferguson. For the fourth time, he is now manager of Peterborough. This deal is only until the end of the season. They have released an official statement here, but currently Peterborough are 8th in League One. They're 5 points off the playoff place. They play Port Vale on Monday in League One. Of course, they were relegated from the Championship last season. They've been up and down from the Championship in League One quite a lot. Darren Ferguson, Grant McCann have been a big part of that. But Grant McCann has gone. Darren Ferguson, for a fourth spell, is back as manager of Peterborough.
Welcome to an emergency episode of the Yellow Block, a Peterborough United podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network. I'm Jared, and in the spirit of going back to previous leaders, I'm leading the pod tonight, and I'm joined by Dan. How are you, Dan?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. You?
I'm all right, mate. I feel like I'm in a bit of a time warp, to be honest. We've managed to get a bit of a team together, just me and Dan. I think Kisby might come in late, we'll see. In reaction to today's big news. So, Dan, Grant McCann has been sacked, and incoming is, you guessed it, Darren Ferguson. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I can't believe it. I think there was a lot of the fan base expecting Grant to go, and in my opinion, rightfully so. I mean, you know, we're doing terribly. We've lost six in a row in all comps. But, I mean, to bring Fergie back so soon after his last departure and, you know, the reasons for that departure. I mean, I know he left of his own accord, apparently. But, I mean, a three-month losing streak. And, I mean, I don't see why we're going back to the same old. It's baffling.
Honestly, I was in a really long meeting today. And I come out and my phone was pinging like mad. You know when you turn your notifications on, internet's going on and it's going crazy. I thought, oh, shit, something's happened. And I see one on the screen grab saying, Peterborough United have hired Darren Ferguson. Oh, bollocks. No, literally, I thought there was zero chance. And even when I did see it officially, I kept checking and checking and checking. I cannot believe it. I honestly cannot believe it. I was all for McCann leaving. Big fan of Grant McCann. I really like him. But it just wasn't working out, was it? I don't think anyone can moan too much at the decision to sack him. But to bring... Again, it's weird because I like Darren Ferguson. I think he's a good manager and... You know, when it comes to managers out of work who to get promoted from League One, he's the bet, but not for Peterborough United, for other clubs. You know, he's done what he can with us. And just going back to an interview he did with the coach's voice when he left Peterborough United. He said, "I was once again asked to return to Peterborough shortly after. I wasn't sure, but this time we decided it'd be to the end of the season. That felt like a good move," which, just to clue everyone up, if you're not aware, that is exactly what's happened this time. He then goes on to say, "But the temporary position worked against me. You could tell the players weren't fully buying into my ideas because they knew I was leaving at the end of the season." So what the fuck are we playing at? He's literally said it himself. Last time that didn't work. And we've gone and done the exact same thing.
And the worst of it is that it's majoritively the same squad. So if they didn't respect him last time, how is he going to get any respect this time?
Exactly. I don't understand it, Dan. I really don't. It's difficult for me because I've come out before and saying that, you know, I like the ownership. I admire them all, but I say them all. I don't think Randy's a part of the club anymore. But when it comes to Dara and Jason, I like both of them. Have they not read the room, though? Do they not understand the reaction this is going to get? And my biggest shock is I'm amazed Darren Ferguson has agreed to it. Am I so shocked that Dara and Jason thought, you know what, let's get him into the end of the season? No. I'm absolutely amazed Fergie's agreed to it.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense to me. From the Fergie side of it, I just think surely he's got to know that the players are going to be very apprehensive to him because, like I said, it's majoritively the same squad. You know, a couple of ins and outs, but, you know, the core of the squad is still there. And I just don't know why he thinks that he can do better now. I mean, obviously, it's the change in level that he thinks is appropriate. But if this was always going to be the plan, I don't know why we didn't just stick it out with him and beg him to stay last time. I mean, obviously, he lost the fan base, he lost the dressing room, but he's not going to really have it this time, surely. And then, you know, from the owner's point of view, for me, it just seems like they're throwing in the towel a little bit. Obviously, we've already heard from Dara that he's, you know, toying up with leaving at the end of the season, and nobody knows what's happening with the old Kent Road boys. So, you know, it just seems very, just get him in because we know him and he can do the job, and then, you know, all shit hits the pot come the summer and nobody knows where the club's at. And I think that's the road we're heading on.
But in business, and then to a seriously successful businessman, it's all about looking forward, isn't it? And you rarely look back. And I just don't understand why they've gone down that route. Fair enough. Like I said, sacking McCann's one thing, but then surely you've got a plan in place, or you're going to look ahead in, you know, how the club are going to go forward. And almost sacking McCann shows a bit of ambition because it shows that they're not happy with how things are going. And I was thinking that McCann would stay for them reasons. I think there is, again, I've got no knowledge of this, but I'm presuming there's some financial issues going on behind the scenes. Hence the Marriott thing, surely. Unless Marriott starts playing now under Fergie, we'll see. But under Fergie, this is weird. Just going back to that coach's voice interview, Fergie then goes on to say, "Unfortunately, we didn't establish ourselves in the Championship this time. We underestimated it as a club and we weren't ambitious enough with our investment. I just couldn't see the club going to where I felt they needed to be to stay in the league. So in February 2022, I decided to leave. I couldn't face the prospect of being back in League One, and I thought someone else might be able to save them from the drop." I mean, this is just craziness. And then he goes on to say, "It was as far as I could go with Peterborough. We'd reached the end of the road together, and it was for me to go. The love affair with Peterborough was over. It's a club I love dearly, but we all knew it was the right time to go."
Well, obviously, the highway agencies ended their strike and the road's been mended, because this is ridiculous. Four spells with one manager makes us an absolute joke. It really does. Everyone's laughing at us. Everybody. It's appalling.
I do agree. And then on the other hand, would I be shocked if Darren Ferguson was to get us promoted? No. I'll be honest with you, Dan, I wouldn't. We were all sitting here saying it's madness, to quote Matthew Kisby, and it is. Would I be shocked if Fergie got us promoted? No. But then again, what would be the plan going forward? He's just said himself that the club lacks ambition. Don't know how that goes down, but club lacks ambition. Basically, they don't have the money to stay up in the Championship. So what's he doing back here? He's a manager with a great CV. I'm sure there is clubs out there who would have had him. I know Jason and Dara did not want him to leave when he did leave. But again, the fans are their customers. You have to read the room, and they've fucked it massively. Yeah, it's utterly bizarre. Like I say, it's a strange one because I do like the ownership and I like Darren Ferguson, but it's just the wrong choice. It really is.
Yeah, no, I wholeheartedly agree. And for me, I think everyone's going to have their opinion at this point. But whenever you bring up the management question, it's always, well, who can we get in? And I think the thing that's baffled me about the Fergie appointment this time round is that there are other people available for once. You know, it's not like other times when we sat managers and there's no names about. We sort of have to hire an unknown or someone that we know, which, you know, we always go to the latter. Whereas this time, you know, Danny Cowley's just left Pompey. He's available. Joey Barton, for a bit of passion, yeah, all right. He's a borderline choice, I grant you. But, you know, it's a change. And surely after the absolute shambles that was last season and the shambles that is this season, we need change. We can't just keep going back to the same formula, throwing money at it, evidently not enough, and then saying, oh, oopsie, and going on to, you know, Grant McCann back in 6 months' time.
I don't know, though. You've made me feel better now mentioning Joey Barton as a possible manager. I feel I'm delighted Fergie's back now. But obviously, it's disrespectful not to chat about Grant McCann. He's just lost his job. Club legend. Owners have been backing him recently, though. It seems like they've been right behind him. Where do you think that's changed? Is there a specific, you know, is it Pacific or specific?
Specific.
Is there a specific game that it's gone wrong on? Or
no, I don't think there's a Pacific Ocean sort of road that it's gone on. No, I don't know what's changed. I'd be lying if I said I would. You know, there's obviously something that they've had in their mind coming into January where they thought, you know, if we're going to throw money at this and actually try and make something work, we don't want a background with that money.
But I think that's a positive, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I would 100% agree with that. I've not been happy with Grant for a long time. As you said, club legend, I love the guy, but it's clearly not working with this set of players. And that happens. You know, it just is what it is. And we haven't got time as a club to let him build something from the ground up. You know, we've got players that are in their prime, in their absolute golden years that we're not using. And if we don't use, we're going to lose. But they're the same players that were in this stage of their career with Fergie, and we did not cope in the championship. And it wasn't a case of, oh, we just missed out. It was we were woeful for a good 4 or 5 months. And
I would say to counter that, we're not in the championship.
No, we're not. We are in League One, and Fergie's a League One mastermind. But it comes back to your point a minute ago. You know, I'm glad it's only a season ending sort of deal. You know, hopefully we've got options come the end of the season.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about that. But just exactly that. So it's to the end of the season. But if he gets us promoted, he's not going to walk away.
This is what I mean. If he gets us promoted, the owners will back him once again. And I don't want to see another season with Fergie in the championship.
Did they back him?
Well, they'll say they did. I mean, fans are going to have their opinion. And yeah, we wanted more in January and we didn't get it. But, you know, evidently, based on this year, there's obviously something happening in the back of the club that we're not aware of and we're not privy to. You know, there's a lot of rumours going around, but, I mean, some of it's got to be true.
Definitely. I mean, the rumours we've spoken about recently is obviously other interested parties in buying the club. I think that is true. Randy not being a part of it anymore, I believe that is true. Obviously, I think obviously legally he's a part of it, but I think that will change soon. I think what it needs, we need a bit of transparency. Now, Dara coming out, he's not a very well liked man at the minute, coming out and giving an interview. Would that be transparency? People would just call it bullshit. I know there's a lot of fans making flags out and things like that, which again I'm not for. I still am a Dara fan. I am. I know that's very against the grain at the minute, but I think he's given some good times. But you can't keep going back to the same thing. What's that saying? If you keep going back to the same thing, it's madness, and it is. Dara speaks about in business about making the same mistake. You can make a mistake, but don't make it twice. Now, that's his motto in life, but isn't that what he's doing? It's a tough one. It really is. I mean, the reaction on Twitter, we'll get to that. PUFC Chris said it's a dumb decision. Squad is not good enough and there's clearly no loyalty or patience. Grant McCann should have had at least a season with two windows. Disagree on that slightly. Another manager falls on the board sword. Though saying the squad is good, note that we had four goalkeepers at the start of the season. Most experience had one sub appearance. 2P Worth said, many calling for McCann out. Must be nearly time for Ferguson again. And then he tweets again saying that was quite the tweet. Which is very true. You called it right there. That was Mark Price, by the way. Steve Dilly said Posh's Wicker page had been updated in advance. It reads horrendously. It really does. It's so embarrassing. Grant McCann, Darren Ferguson, Grant McCann, Darren Ferguson, Grant McCann, Darren Ferguson. It's just, it is embarrassing. And
that one is doctored, though. I know the one you're referring to. They go 4 years in advance.
I know. But even without that, it's still incredibly repetitive. Yeah, but you say it's doctored. It won't be because it goes to January 2025, and I just think it'll be exactly right. Yeah, a lot of people calling for the Fergie in out of me, and hopefully people get it this time and understand that it was very tongue-in-cheek. Kyle Irving said, DMAC out, time to sell up now. Match of the Day even got involved, Dan. They put one of the Simpsons memes up, which was good, to be fair. I think it's been received terribly across the board. The interaction I've seen on Twitter, I've seen a couple of positive ones, but the rest of them are completely negative. We have just been joined 3 minutes early by Mr. Matthew Kisby, a huge Darren Ferguson fan. So I am actually interested to see what he makes of this because, like me, he's a Darren Ferguson fan, but for me, it's just not the right choice. So, Kisby, what's your take on it?
Well, I think we're all in major shock, aren't we? I think we all saw it pop up on social media. And I thought I'd been smoking some wacky backy that you can get from certain areas of Lincoln Road in Peterborough, because I thought I was like hallucinating when I thought, no. Okay. Right. I've called it right since Grant McCann came into this club. I've called it 100% right. So I'm not shocked he's gone, because when I listened to his after Wickham commentary on the game, it was clear he was a man that had already left this club. It was clear to me that he wasn't going to be here any longer. He seemed disinterested. He just seemed as though he didn't care. And he seemed as though he'd seen the writing on the wall. And he looked as though he was a dead man walking at the time. And I thought, I've thought that for a game or two now. And it was no surprise that he went. And it seems clear to me that he's been sacked. He's not walked. I think it was the right decision. We were going nowhere fast under Grant McCann. Look at it how, dress it up however you like. We were going nowhere fast under Grant McCann.
That's interesting, though. Just to park you there, Kisby. So that's me, you, and Dan, who all agree with the sacking. So that's one part. So on to the next.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he was ever going to walk away from us, was he? I think he's got a lot invested in this club emotionally. So I don't think he's ever really going to walk away. But I think the owners saw what I saw when he came to this club, that he was not going to do a good job. And he never did a good job from day one. Forget all these clowns that came out in the Championship and said how wonderful he was doing. He was not doing wonderful in the Championship. He did even worse in League One. And it's not solely down, we've said this many times on the pod, it's not solely down to Grant McCann, right? But ultimately, he's going to always take the can, isn't he? Because he's the manager and the buck stops with him fundamentally. The owners are not going to blame themselves, are they? I mean, we've said it many times now that the owners are equally to blame, we feel now. And Grant McCann, I think, was the wrong manager at the wrong time for us. I think Darren Ferguson has often been the right man at the right time for us, and that's why he's been successful. I don't think that was the case with Grant McCann. I just don't think we were a good enough club for him. I think he needed really good players to manage, and I don't think he had that in our club. And we were struggling to get into when we played Wickham, right? Wickham were awful, fucking awful, right? And they beat us 3-0. On the day, we perhaps slightly edged the game, I thought, but it's a results business, isn't it? It doesn't matter who's playing the better football, who's looking better. What actually matters are the bloody results, and we're not getting them. Game after game after game, we are losing. We're losing to anyone who looks half decent, and that it was untenable. And I said that quite a few months ago, that it was untenable, his position. So the fact he's gone, been sacked, I'm not surprised, right? What I am fucking surprised about is that Fergie's come back, because no one would see that, would they? I've even deleted the Fergie and Owe out meter because I thought I'm not going to need that anymore. Can you imagine being Darren Ferguson's like a universal credit benefit advisor in the job centre? Back again, Mr. Ferguson. When you're going back to posh, then? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Do you not think, though, as Darren Ferguson, if I was him, I'd be slightly embarrassed about coming back. Listen, he's a professional manager, professional football club. It, you know, it's a decent job to get. But for me, I would be a little bit like tail between legs, head down type of, you know, shoulders in, just embarrassed about it, because it's absolute nonsense. It really is. It looks like, I mean, there's a lot of fans moaning that we look a laughing stock, and I get what they're saying. You know, from the outside looking in, it does look that way. Obviously, you can argue that he is the most successful manager we've had, which is correct. And again, I think we're all fans of Fergie. I don't think there's any question about that. But it doesn't mean to say he's the right choice. It's obviously short term. They've done it until the end of the season.
He is the right choice, sadly. And I don't mean that as the derogatory term for Fergie being our manager. He is the right choice, 100% the right choice, because who else?
I think who else? I mean, I've said that, you know, me and you were saying that all last season, Kisby, but I think that argument's flawed this time. You know, there's loads of other options out there with good track records. Anyone who's out of work with a better track record in League One than Dan Ferguson? No, you're correct. No, there isn't. But for another club, not
but
for
to
us.
Parachute a new man in at this stage of the season is going to be very, very difficult, even for the best manager in the world. So I think you've got to go with what you know. You've got to go with a safe pair of hands. So on from the outside looking in, it's going to seem madness to have done what we've done. We are a laughing stock. You only have to look at Sky or anyone else. We are an absolute laughing stock. But ironically, it is the right decision. If Darren Ferguson could sneak us into the playoffs, it wouldn't surprise me, to be honest with you. I still maintain, and I've said that all season, that we can sneak into sixth place, because you don't need to be very good to sneak into sixth place.
I just said the same thing, Kisby. I mean, I don't think we were going to get there under McCann, but would you bet against Darren Ferguson in League One getting us promoted? I wouldn't. I honestly wouldn't. That is what he does in League One. I wouldn't be shocked. And I think I'd be interested to see how he changes the squad in regards to, with the 4-4-2 thing, what we've been moaning about, the JCH Marriott thing, will he bring him back in? Because I was starting to think that it was very much finance driven. Maybe it weren't a McCann decision, and that maybe they had to offload Marriott due to financial issues. But sacking McCann shows that maybe they are still ambitious, and you know, they're wanting to get out of League One. So it's interesting. I mean, Craig Franks has been in touch. He said, I would love the boys to discuss this point. With Darren coming back, is that an excuse for us not signing anyone? Should the reports be believed it's only to the end of the season? Secondly, didn't Darren call out the hierarchy for not for supporting him last year in the transfer window? So that's something we've already touched on. We read just before you come on, Kisby, Darren Ferguson's interview with the coach's voice saying that you know, his time with Peter Budaj is done, and that he wasn't he didn't feel like the club had got the ambition financially to give the championship a real go, and he's read between the lines, he felt slightly let down by that. So, I mean, it's very awkward, isn't it, when you walk back into the building?
Yeah, that is all very true, and I would agree 100% with that. What we can't lose sight of and forget is that, and I've said this all season, our team is a half-decent side. Not a brilliant side, but half-decent, and it can get in those playoffs if it's managed well. We have... Graham McCann has been a disaster, I think, for us, an absolute disaster, because I think every decision he's made has been wrong this season. Just every single one has been wrong, right? And clearly he's not got the best out of these players, has he? And if Darren Ferguson, there's a lot of ifs, buts and maybes here, but if Darren Ferguson can get the best out of these players, they will finish in the top six. And I've said that all season. Not much more than the top six, to be fair. And I don't think there will be any of the decent sides in this league. But get us into the playoffs and then anything is possible, isn't it? So he has got the team that can get in those playoffs. That's the first thing. We're not a shit team. We're not going to finish bottom of the league. But we need to get the best out of these players. We need to go back to basics and do the simple things that Fergie can do. And we know he can do that because he's got success with us before. So we need to get back to those basics. We need to get the best out of our players. And you will see a slight turnaround in our form, enough to get us into those playoffs. And that, it's got to be the target.
I'm sorry, you keep saying this. Get the best out of these players. Get the best out of these players. He's had a go with these players. This squad is not that different from the squad that he went on a 3-month losing streak with in the Championship. And you can say all you want about the level
the Championship.
Increase,
that's the important thing.
Both teams included Derby and Barnsley.
I agree. I 100% get what Dan's saying, that, you know, looking forward, he's not the answer. But Kisby, I understand what you're saying. In League One, possibly he is. And that
but
is the
I'm
thing.
Not
so
saying he's the answer to our problem.
No, but what you're saying is
all our problems are not down to the manager. If they were, I would be sitting here saying, right, all we need to do is Ferguson needs to be our caretaker manager for the rest of the season, then get a decent manager in. But our problems are much, much, much.
No, but what we're talking about is with the manager appointment, you can look at it short term. In regards to his record in League One is superb, but certainly with us as a football club. And then obviously, Dan, what you're touching on is going forward, and he's not the answer. If you look
at... How do we know that? Because as Dan Ferguson...
Well, because everyone was in the Championship. No. He's been fucking shit.
No, that is an absolute...
Well, no, that's a fact.
That's a non-argument. That's a non-argument because...
It's a fact.
It's only a fact if it's directly down to him and you can prove it's directly down to him and you can't.
Oh, no, I agree.
What I'm arguing is we've never had a good enough side in the Championship. Doesn't matter who's in charge. It doesn't matter who's in charge. If that team is not good enough and, you know, we're not stupid. We watch them in the Championship. We know those players are not good enough. 99% of those players are not good enough to play in the Championship. We get the odd one. Yes, of course we do. Who is good enough? Maybe we get the odd two who are good enough, but we don't get 11 of them, do we?
I agree.
11 players. Therefore, Mr. Farmer, you cannot say he's not good enough.
He's not a championship.
He's right in saying that the owners did not back him enough. That's why he left, not because he didn't believe in himself.
So just to put this to you, Kisby, just before you come on, we read a interview with Darren Ferguson with the coach's voice where he said that when he come in last time, which was one of the 93 times he's been here, he was installed until the end of the season on a temporary term, which he felt was the best thing to do, which is the same agreement he's in here now with. He then said it worked massively against him because all the players knew he was only here to the end of the season, so they didn't really listen to his ideas. So to put that to you, if that's the case last time, why does that make it any different this time around?
Well, it probably doesn't. I think he's going to struggle because, like you say, if a player thinks you're going to be gone in a few months, you're not going to get the best out of it. And it's not an ideal situation. I'll certainly grant you that. But I still maintain
it. So why have the owners done it then?
Because, as we've said many times, the owners make errors and have made lots of errors, haven't they, since they've been here. You can't deny that. And they've made another one, haven't they? But having said that, what
could
do you
think,
otherwise?
Just a question to you and Dan. Dan, I'll come to you first. Do you think they were aware of the backlash to this appointment, or do you think that they believed it would be well received?
They have to be aware. So soon after the last spell that he had and all the backlash they had for not sacking him earlier, they had to have known that this was not going to go down well with the fans. Like, Darrow is very active on social media and, you know, I don't understand why he's made this decision. For that exact reason, he knows that the fans aren't going to be happy, the majority of them anyway. And we're going round and round and round and round in circles. Like, this club is becoming the joke of the National Football League.
That's where we'll be soon, I reckon.
Exactly, exactly. We're going downhill very fast. We're apparently not investing in the squad anymore. We're about to lose all our best players. And
I think that there's a real precarious time coming up for Peterborough United. We're very much in transition, despite Darren Ferguson being the manager. We don't get promoted this year, then obviously the whole club will be in transition in regards to a lot of our players. You'll see them leave, and then it's a completely new era. But can we have a new era under the current ownership who always revert to type, i.e. Darren Ferguson, Grant McCann? That is the pattern we're going for. So we need to clear the decks and start again. And if it's with our current owners, let's look forward, plan ahead, and look ahead in regards to the management and the playing staff. It can't always be going back to what we knew and what was once successful.
But I don't think it can work with this ownership. We have tried it before. It's not as if, you know, we've only ever stuck to this formula. You know, we brought Steve Evans in a couple of years ago to try something new, to take our strategy of buying young and building out of the window and try and go for something. We brought in however many new players. We built a relatively decent squad. Say what you will, but it was a good team. And it didn't work. And the owners, in my opinion, bit the bullet a little bit too soon. Obviously, there were reasons for that outside of the football, and Steve Evans is a bit of a penis. But, you know, it clearly doesn't work for the management structure to have that sort of system in place. We have to revert to the system that we've always done, which is buy young and build up and sell, like we're doing with some of the players in the squad, like Ricky J. Jones and Ronnie Edwards, because that's the one that makes us money. That's the one that ticks us over as a club. And I think this appointment epitomises the fact that that is all we're ever going to be under this ownership as a club. We will be a League One team, at the higher end of League One, don't get me wrong, but a League One team that create decent young players for the next level above.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Dan, I need to get your opinion on this. I know you need to leave very, very shortly.
Of course. Right,
so as the club are preparing this statement, we know it's going to go everywhere. Sky News, like Kisby said, they're on it. BBC, everyone's got it. It's gone everywhere. Darren Ferguson's trending. So the press release, you've got to get it bang on, haven't you? You've got to make sure it's done. Get the spell check out. Make sure it's all good. Then fucking numpties have posted the statement with the wrong club badge. I mean, Jesus Christ. If honestly, we're being laughed at as it is. It's literally the place you work for. Get the right badge. Get the right logo. It's a crest. There's only two variations, but they found a third variation, which is the Peterborough United Foundation. It's honestly, I was so embarrassed. I just noticed it about half an hour ago. I thought you could not write it.
I thought it was the women's team, to be honest. I didn't realise it was the foundation. That's even worse. It's incredible. Like, surely you have separate folders for that, and you would pick the right one. I don't understand how
Right? But I think the foundation is a separate entity to the football club, isn't it?
Oh, completely, yeah.
It's
a charity.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's...
I'm going to change all my company's logos all to like a random different one. It's absolutely ridiculous, and it's so fucking embarrassing. This club, I love it to bits, and I'll always be a Peterborough United fan. It's the most tin pot football club, and I mean this, I've ever come across. And I've been to many non-league games. We are incredibly tin pot. It's an absolute shit show. And whoever's liable for that, they need to be joining McCann, I think. Pack your bags and fuck off. Anyway, Danny, you got to go, and I'll keep on going. Right, Dan Weldon, thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, chaps. Onwards and upwards, next game's in 12 days. Let's see how many signings we don't make.
On Sky as well, we'll get absolutely pumped.
Oh, God, I don't even want to turn on football TV at the moment.
Adios, Dan. Have a good one, mate.
Cheers, mate. See you later.
Kisby, just me and you.
Yeah.
How it should be. How it was at the start, eh?
Yeah.
Not how it should be. I love you, Dan.
Do you know what? This podcast is a bit like the posh. The same old formula.
It's repetitive, isn't it? And that's why we opened it. I'm back being the host, just like Fergie.
Yeah, we've really gone back to basics, haven't we? We've gone back to 4-4-2.
Jim, are you there?
Me and you. Do you know what? I'm glad Dan's gone, because I actually agree with him, and I don't want to agree with him when he's still here. But I do think, and we've seen it now, haven't we, year after year after year after year, the same old, not rubbish, because it's been fairly successful for us, but the same old strategy of buying young, flogging them as soon as they become any good, and then wondering why we don't get, you know, do well in the championship. And to be honest with you, we're going to sell the cream of the current crop who are failing miserably to make their mark in League One. So one or two of our decent players are going to leave us, aren't they, in the January transfer window by the looks of it. So it's the same old thing, isn't it? And then people wonder why we're not doing well. And I do agree with Dan, I have to say, that if we do want to progress, we need to do it under new owners. And it sounds a bit disingenuous, doesn't it, to say that to an owner. We know Jason listens to us. And it, you know, if roles are reversed and I heard someone say, oh, you know, Kisby should leave because he's not doing well, it would take it quite hard. And to be honest with you, we do get on, I think, quite well with the owners, and we have their disagreements with them. They've come on this pod, and we have, you know, we're always frank. We never just kiss ass, are we? We never just agree with them for the sake of it, because, you know, they might come on the show. And I think they've done as well as they can possibly do. And perhaps they need to admit that to themselves and say, look, for the good of the football club, because don't forget, it's a community thing, isn't it? It's not a bloody company that sells chairs.
It's a fucking foundation by the looks of it.
Do you know what? Peterborough Foundation, I can imagine suing Peterborough United now for misuse of their logo. But and I just think the owners need to think, well, for the good of all the supporters, for the good of the club itself, maybe they need to consider their next move. And that's no disrespect to them. That's no dig at them personally. It's just a professional opinion of how things are at the moment. And I don't think anything's ever going to change, is it? We are, as Dan rightly says, going to be in League One doing pretty well-ish, going up occasionally. And that's where we're going to go. And when the new owners came in, Randy and Jason, we thought there might be more to it than that. And we thought we'd do better than that. And they've had, what is it, 5 years now? You know, and you can't have an unlimited amount of time. You know, you can't do it in a year or two, perhaps. But I think once you've had 5 years, D-Max had 17, you know, when we're no further forward, are we? And we all know that we're not going to be any further forward. So from me, wanting the best for this football club, I was ranting against Wickham to complete strangers, literally ranting, because I was so angry that a team like Wickham, who were not good, beat us 3-0. And I lost
that,
all
that, that was it for me. That was it for me. When I obviously, I'll be honest with you, this is where I'm at with it. I had the choice on New Year's Day to go to Peterborough United or go to Peterborough Phantoms, and I chose to watch the ice hockey. That is where I'm at with it. I'm so disillusioned with it. I'm so sick of it. I'm fed up of the same shite. And it just proved to be I made the right decision. Absolutely pan 3-0. And I spoke to you after Kisby, and you said it was just completely lackluster.
Yeah, it was. And Wickham weren't a great side. They were a big, strong League One team. I've seen them. I've seen the Wickhams of this world a million times over the years, a million times. And I could tell you how that game was going to finish, because they were big, strong and talentless, Wickham. And all day long, they were going to beat us all day long. I've seen it 1,000 times, a million times, and I can predict it now. And that's when you can predict how a game is going to go before a ball is kicked, you lose all interest, because there's no excitement. Football should be exciting. It should be end to end. You shouldn't know who's going to win. And it's not like that. I can predict how it's going to be. The shit seams that come down here, the MK Dons of this world, we will beat. a decent size, and I've said this a million times, it must be boring. We won't beat. And where's the excitement? Where's the impetus to for people to drive 30 miles to come and watch us? Because I know people come from places like St Neots to watch the Posh and support the Posh. Why would you do that? If I can't be asked, a lifelong supporter, to drive 2 miles down the fucking road to go and watch them because I'm that fucked off with it all, where's the incentive for other people who are perhaps less of a supporter and so, have to travel a bit further? You know,
that's a good point. I think, I mean, I alluded to this with Dan, but I want to know what the plan is. Because at the minute, I think it's evident, we don't have a plan. I want to know from the owners, and again, now with Dara stopped all this, and like, I can't stress enough, I'm a fan of Dara, I like the man, but this utter bollocks that he keeps spouting about, I'm leaving, I'm staying. You got to stop that. You have to stop that. If you're the steward of the football club, you're here and you got a job to do. So let's squash all that bollocks, which he has done, I think, recently. You stay in. What's the plan? What is the plan of the next few years? What do you want to do? And show us your plan.
For me, they've had time. You can't just say, let's come up with a new plan. They've had time. What's going to change?
Yeah,
what is going to change?
But if they're going to be here, you know, we don't just want to just roll along. We want to know what's happening, don't we? We want to know what the plan is. And, you know, if they're not going to be here and they're looking to sell, then tell us that. Because, you know, I'm sure there's people out there who will be willing to buy the club. But that isn't what's going to happen by the looks of it. They want to stay as the owners of the football club. So let's tell us, what do you want to do with it? Because at the minute, we're doing nothing. You know, we're sailing along looking like a bunch of fucking fools. So let's have a look.
Yeah, that's the soul-destroying thing, isn't it? That we are just bumbling along, just aimless, and a rudderless ship, if you want a metaphor. You know, we have no goals. You've got to set goals. What is your goal? The goals of this football club recently have been to get a new stadium and to cement.
What's happened with that? It's a perfect point. What's happened with that? It's dead in the water.
It's failed, haven't they? They failed with that goal, right? Totally failed. It's not going to happen now. And cementing us in the Championship looks an absolutely impossible dream. So if those two goals are impossible, where do we go? As you rightly say, where do we go? And for me, I just think the only thing that will change those is not changing a man. It doesn't matter who our manager is. It honestly does not matter. That's not going to change anything. It's the overall structure and the overall ownership that needs to either get a grip, and they've had long enough to do it, and you can't just keep making excuses. You know, either walk the walk or, you know, talk the talk, but they're not doing anything.
Could any realistic owner do much better? Yeah, they could make the club look a little better without the tin pot nonsense that we've had to put up with, but... You know, in the Championship, on the League One, we're still a relatively, well, Championship, we're a tiny club. League One, we're a very average. So there's always going to be this ceiling with Peterborough United. You know, we're not saying that we should do it.
My response to that is there has been small clubs like Peterborough that have done well. There have even been small clubs. I think Bournemouth are a very small club, aren't they? And they've done well over the years. You know, it's not impossible. It is very, very difficult. And the only thing we haven't tried, we've changed the managers. We've changed different types of manager. We've changed the players, you know, over the years. You know, the only thing we haven't really changed over the last quite a few years is the ownership. So that's the only thing for me that's out there to be changed. Now, I have to say, I think it's unlikely that we'd get better owners, but I'm willing to take that chance now and to see if we can. Because I'm fed up with just being a rudderless ship that's literally going in a circle.
That's it. And that's exactly what I was about to say to you, because I don't think we've got bad owners. I don't think anyone's really saying that. But it's the lack of... We don't know what's going on. And it's not that we want to know the ins and outs and all the finances, but just a bit of clarification. And Dara's always been really good with that. But I think at the minute, a lot of things are being avoided. The thing with Randy is being avoided. Just tell us. Is he going to be a part of the football club going forward? Answer that question. But it keeps getting sidestepped. And we put it to Jason a little while back, and it's the only thing he didn't address. You know, it's important to know whether that guy is involved in the football club, because he was the one who was running the stadium side of that job. He was doing all that. Yeah, now, if he's not going to be a part of it, then what's happening with, you know, it coincides with the stadium question. Jason's very much done lots of work on the youth. He's done really well with that. And Dara, the football side, and obviously he struggled recently with what's gone on with the recruitment and everything. But Randy is purely been doing the stadium. Now, if he's going, does that mean, you know, the stadium's not happening, like you alluded to? So there's loads of questions that need answering. The finance, there's lots of rumours around struggling financially. I think that needs addressing. And this appointment, it needs addressing. And I just feel like there's a massive lack of clarification at the minute with what's been going on.
But that in itself is communication, isn't it? When there's a lack of communication, that in itself is telling you quite a lot, isn't it? You know, if everyone's transparent and hasn't got anything to hide, then communication is a two-way thing, isn't it? And it flows. But when people don't want to address something, then there's a reason they don't want to address it and talk about it. And that in itself tells you everything you need to know. And I think for me, it's just, I'm just fed up with it all. You know, I tell you what, right? I go to the football because it's something that very occasionally when we play well, it makes you happy for the rest of the week. One thing you look forward to is Peterborough United on a Saturday. And I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it's true. That's why working class people love football, because it can be the best sport in the world, the most exciting sport in the world. And it does. It makes the city buzz, and it makes everyone who watches it buzz if you do well. I've not had that feeling for a long, long time at the Posh, and that's the sad truth of the matter. I know COVID got in the way, and the last exciting times we had at Peterborough United was pre-COVID, wasn't it? When Ivan Toney was blasting us up the league, and that was an exciting time.
We had a hell of an exciting promotion, though, didn't we? You know, during COVID. Obviously, yeah. The 3-3 draw v Lincoln. And again, under Darren Ferguson, it was amazing. And that promotion, I know it was Fergie's favourite, and I think it was mine as well, because we felt so robbed from the season before, didn't we, with the whole Wickham gate and points per game. So that was an amazing promotion. But it's always, yeah, the promotion's there, but then what happens? And again, what Fergie said in his interview, lack of ambition. He knows what the club can and can't do. And for him to say that there was a lack of ambition, bear in mind he knows the club ceiling, for me, that says something. And he's the man back. So this is utterly bizarre. But we have got Nathan Brown, obviously part of the Yellow Block. He has sent us his thoughts. Here's Nathan.
In terms of Grant leaving, I think probably the right decision. I think most Posh fans would probably agree with you. You know, agree with the club's decision, but ultimately it also feels maybe a little bit too soon. I think maybe because he's a club legend, because of how well he did do with us towards the end of last season when he came in a difficult situation. I felt maybe he deserved slightly more time, maybe a few more games, but obviously, you know, when you consider the run of form that we were on in terms of losing games, you can understand why the decision has been made. And obviously in terms of the fact that we've got a game in you know, a week and a half, I think that does make sense in terms of giving the new manager, i.e. Fergie, the week and a half time to prepare the players, to take a look, to assess, especially since we're in January, and see what he thinks that we need to bring in. So I think from that perspective, it's maybe a wise and quite a clever call. Where the issue that I have it with it comes is, it's very much a PR disaster at this point, in terms of you've sacked a manager that has obviously been at the club before, knows the club, is considered a club legend. You know, that, okay, by the by, fair enough. But then to bring back a manager that you've had three times before and obviously now for a fourth time, that's where I think fans are going to draw the line in terms of just being incredibly frustrated and obviously ultimately having an issue with this decision. I think, yeah, it's obviously been thought through, and you can understand the point of doing it in terms of bringing in a manager who's had multiple promotions, especially with our club. So, you know, there is that element to it. But it also does come down to the fact that I think these players need a fresh set of ideas. I think they need a manager that hasn't been at the club, that can see things for maybe what they are. Whereas, you know, with Fergie coming back in, he's worked with these players before, which, you know, can be a double-edged sword. I think he obviously has has sent messages to these players in terms of when he's you know, been a coach with them before, whether those messages are still going to be receptive or not, that's the bigger question here. And ultimately, we're going to have to see how he does. It could prove out to be an absolute masterstroke. I wouldn't be surprised if ultimately that is the case. But obviously, it really does throw a lot of doubt in the club's way. And as a fan base, I can understand the trepidation and the curiosity to see how this one plays out. Obviously, I think as a fan base, we do need to get behind Fergie at this point now. You know, we're going to have him till the end of the season. Let's see what he can do. But it does really strike as an incredibly dramatic decision, one that maybe we as a fan base weren't even expecting. I know there's been a lot of jokes thrown around at Fergie's expense in terms of, you know, he would be the man that would come back in. But I don't think any of us truly believed that would be the case. And ultimately, we've all, you know, read this news and thought, wow, that's absolutely, you know, mind-boggling. So yeah, it's a case of let's see how this plays out. I'm very much on the fence in terms of it could go either way, really. And I hope for the owner's sake, especially, that this does go in their favour and ultimately Fergie is successful in his fourth stint with us.
So that was Nathan's take. Here's Tim Stoodley. What you got to say?
Hello, boys. Sorry, I can't be there to record this special episode with you. If I'm honest, I've kind of given up on the club, and it seems a bit counterproductive to host a podcast when I'm just done with the whole organisation. That and the fact that I'm stuck in a hotel in Doncaster, which you wouldn't wish on anyone. So it's been a bad day all round, really, if I'm honest. Two bits of news out of today. Grant McCann gone. How do I feel about that? I mean, it was coming, wasn't it? It was probably the right thing. If I'm honest, I'm not really fussed either way. I would like to have seen him stay because the issue isn't him. It's the ownership. So for me, it's a much of a muchness. The fact Grant's gone, probably right, just to, in terms of timing, with 2 weeks off and the transfer window open and stuff. So I'm kind of on the fence. Don't really mind either way the fact that Grant's gone. I do think that we've treated him like shit. Second bit of news, I guess, then is, I mean, you couldn't make it up, right? You just, I, when the news broke, our producer thought we was taking the piss. We've been bantered by Sky Sports, Paddy Power, Football Manager. Honestly, we are a laughingstock. We have become a meme of the Football League. We are, it's in keeping with the whole bollocks that Dara does every year about, I'm leaving, no, I'm not leaving. I'm leaving, no, I'm not leaving. It's just a shit show. I've got no respect for the ownership and the way that they've handled the last 5 years, if I'm honest. You know, I've been calling for Dara's head for a while, and the only positive to come out of all of this is that the fan base as a whole is hopefully seeing why I've been calling for Dara's head for a while. Certainly based on the Twitter reaction today, it now seems that the vast majority want Dara gone, whereas before I was very much in a tiny little minority. So it's kind of nice that pressure is growing on them. Anyone that thinks that Darren is only here until the summer is seriously deluded. He will absolutely still be our manager this time next year, unless, of course, he gets sacked before then. But this whole, he's only until the end of the season, bollocks, don't buy that at all. If we go up, he'll quite rightly be given the opportunity to have another crack at the championship. If we don't go up, it'll be a case of, but look at how performances have improved, because performances will improve, because that's what Darren Ferguson does. However, the issue will still very much be the same. Darren McCantidy, get the fuck out of this club. You are making us a mockery, and I've got full respect for everything Dara has done and everything that he's done for this club, but he needed to leave 5 years ago, because all that's happening now is it's like that stale relationship. You had this wonderful partner and then they dump you at Disneyland. No, you have this wonderful partner and then you stay a little bit longer than you should, and it ends up becoming a really unhealthy relationship, and that's what we've got now. I think the owners deserve all of the negativity that's being thrown at them today. This is a dreadful appointment. On the pitch, things will improve. Off the pitch, we are a banter club. We are an absolute joke. an absolute joke. This is just awful. And I really struggle to find the motivation to watch this club. You know, I'm not doing that cliche, oh, that's it, I'm giving up. But oh, it's hard work, isn't it? It's just, I'm glad that we've got 2 weeks before we play again, because I can't deal with it. We are, oh, what a mess. What an absolute mess. It's just, it's a ride that I don't really want to be on anymore, and I can't deal with this. Darren, I wish you all the best, of course. Grant, I think you've been treated really poorly, but don't worry, we'll see you back in 6 months. One just quick final point I did want to make. Darren Ferguson had signed a new contract not too long before he left. Now, I know that he resigned, so I'm guessing there probably wasn't a payout, but the irony isn't lost on me that we would have potentially paid him out of that contract, and we would still be paying him now if he was still in the job. So essentially, he's getting paid twice for this time period now. We're broke. We're a banter club. We are a fucking disgrace. And something needs to change at the top. I'm just glad that the clown that's running this show is being shown to the world for what he is, which is an absolute clown, and somebody that consistently continues to lie to the fan base. Oh, I'm not leaving. I'm going to leave. No, I'm not leaving. I'm going to leave. Darren Ferguson will never be back. Oh, we've just hired Darren Ferguson. Fuck off. I can't be dealing with it. What a load of bollocks.
That was Tim's take.
Is Tim going to be saying 19%?
Yeah, it's not about the money, though, Kisby. It's not about the money. I don't know what else to say on it, Matt. I really don't. I think we're just in utter shock. I mean, me and you spoke this afternoon. It was like, really? Just could not believe.
I thought I was in some nightmare. It was like Darren Ferguson, manager of Peter United. That's, I'm fucking in some, like,
what I said to
Hayes.
What I, yeah, Dan Lincoln Road. What I had said to Dan was my biggest shock. Right? So I'm not so shocked that Jason and Dara, I've turned to Fergie. That isn't the big shock for me. Although, to use that phrase I keep using about reading the room, they've not done that with a fan base, which I think is a massive error. However, what I am shocked about is that Darren Ferguson has agreed to come back. I cannot believe he's agreed to it.
Yeah, 100%. I would tell us to fuck off, because I was standing on those terraces, right, when half of London Road, probably the half that were like under 20, I should imagine, were baying for him. And I think that was disgraceful, absolutely fucking disgraceful, that they were baying for him to get the sack. Our most successful manager, whatever you think of him at the time, right, shouting abuse at him from the terraces was not really the way to go. And I said at the time, you know, it's not going to change anything. And it didn't, apart from make us slightly worse. So I am surprised he's going to come back. To be honest with you, he's probably got nothing better to do at the time, hasn't he? He's probably wants to earn a few quid, which I, you know, don't blame him for.
I did think that. I thought, you know, maybe he needs a job. It's not that. He's Darren Ferguson. I think he's got a few quid behind him. It's not that case. I know he's got other business interests. But there's a part of the statement where they said about finding someone suitable. And as out-of-work managers go, obviously, he is a shining light when you look at the out-of-work managers. He is, you know, achievable for our level. But like you say, for a Portsmouth, yeah, he's the right man. For us, he just isn't. But saying that said, in May, we'll be sat here, me and you, Kisby. We're promoted. I wouldn't be shocked. I really wouldn't.
We'll be saying, here we come. We'll be beating our fingers. This is it. We're going to back this season. We're going to finish top of the championship. And then come Christmas when we've got one
point. This is the joys of being a Peter B. United fan. It's fucking
we'll have forgotten it all by then, won't we? We will have forgotten McCann. And we'll be saying, fuck these owners. They know what they're doing. We'll have a new stadium in a season or two. They promised it. Randy and Jason are back talking again.
It's weird, isn't it? It's so, so weird. I mean, I still think
I'm going to wake up soon and it'll all have been a dream.
So, yeah, I'm going to voice clip you.
The most concerning thing about that, Jared, is that you'll be in my dreams.
Yeah, not for the first time. for me, what I'm really not liking, I know it's coming, I've seen them, they're all in production, that Dara, and there's a lot of fans out there who have got these Dara out flags being made up, and I think it's going to become, I think over the next few months, it's going to be really toxic at Peterborough United. Obviously, this is sent the fans the opposite way. For me, you won't catch me booing, or I'm on a podcast slagging every fucker off, but you know, we're all allowed our opinions, but I will support Darren Ferguson. I'll support Peterborough United always. Might go to the Phantoms instead of paying to watch the posh, but you know what I mean? I'll always be a Peterborough United fan and support what they do. But I just feel like this really hasn't gone down well with the fan base. And I'm concerned at how many are going to really go against the hierarchy at the club now.
Thing is, I think it's been like that for 12 months. I think it's been quite a toxic atmosphere for 12 months at the posh, or even longer.
Well, the McCann appointment got shit, didn't it? About reverting to type and going back to what we know. Right. So this is just a whole new level.
Fergie got a lot of abuse, didn't he, when he was in the championship with us. McCann, I think a lot of people supported McCann, but like you say, a lot of people didn't support him coming in. So, I think it's been fractious for quite a while at Peterborough United. And like you say, that doesn't help anyone, does it? You know, we're ironically, you know, all we're doing is slagging each other off. The supporters are slagging the players and the owners off. You know, the owners may slag the supporters off and all the rest of it. And the irony for me is we're all on the same team, aren't we? We all want Peterborough United to do well. We just differ in how we're going to achieve that aim. And I think we do need it's like East and West Berlin, you know, you need a coming together, don't you? You need to, like, you know, bury the hatchet and say, look, you know, it is what it is. And we've got our own different views, but we're all going to work for the good of the club, to get the club where it could be, right? It's not going to be easy to get us in that championship, but it is doable.
Yeah, but when we get there, that's the thing. It's Darren Ferguson has come out and said, when we got there, there was no ambition. So why is he joining this football club again? It's not just to the end of the season. What's the good in that? His goal will be to get the club promoted. So it has something. This is what I mean. For Darren to join again, and bear in mind, I've joined Slimming World less times than he's joined Peterborough United. So that's something. Is Darren Ferguson joining this football club thinking something's changed? Now, for me, he is an intelligent man. Has something changed that we're not aware of? Is something going to come out in the wash over the next 2 weeks where we're going to think, hang on, that makes sense now, and we can all look fools? Because why would he join the same setup that he's gone out and actively, you know,
it is
criticised and said that, you know, once they got promoted, there was no ambition? His ambition is not to steady the ship. It will be to get promoted. He's here until the end of the season. So what is the goals? To get promoted, and then what? Because anything changed?
Yeah, if he gets us promoted, how can you get rid of him? You couldn't get rid of him. You couldn't say thank you very much in the last 6 months and you've got us promoted to the championship.
There'll be a three-year contract on his desk.
You know, so it does seem strange. And knowing that, then surely Fergie wants to come and be our manager again, you know, on a full-time permanent basis. You can only read it that way, can't you? Because if he had no interest in becoming our permanent manager...
That's my point, but why? What's changed? You got to think, he's at a very critical point in his career. He's over 50 now. He's been in the game over 15 years. He's failed at championship level numerous times as a manager for Peterborough United and Preston. So he's at a very critical stage.
I know, but
what I'm saying to you, Kisby, is that no championship club's going to take him on. He's looking at League One, League Two. What I'm saying is his next move is vital. He has to get it right. And he's back at Bosch.
It's difficult to analyse, isn't it? Because it is such a strange thing. The only thing I can think is that everyone just lacks ambition. The club, the manager, everyone. And it's better the devil you know sort of thing. And it's just an easy option.
I don't believe that's the case. I mean, it could well be, but I'd like to think it is.
It's one possible explanation, because the cynic in me says, what can suddenly have changed? What can suddenly have changed his mind that suddenly he will get the backing he deserves? You know, because nothing is obvious, is it? Nothing's obviously changed. We're not just sold a player for 25 million and suddenly got massive amounts of money, have we? Nothing. The financial situation is probably worse now than it was when he left. So
100%. That's what I mean. What's in it for him coming back?
So the only
other, I think he's damaged his reputation coming back, because it's like, oh, fucking hell again.
Yeah.
It's like it's the only job he can get. So he does look a bit, like I said earlier, tail between your legs, looks a bit of a fool, and so do we as a football club. So what's the goal? Is it just to get that, sixth promotion or whatever it is on his CV? I don't know. It's strange. And I think we will find out in the coming weeks, won't we?
I think it's just an easy option. The cynic in me just thinks it's an easy option for everyone, an easy option for Fergie, easy for Dara, you know, the other owners as well. It's just an easy option. And that's, if that is the case, then that's a bit sad, isn't it? Because that just backs up the fact that no one's got any ambition at the club, sort of thing. It's just a case of, well, we're going around in circles. Everyone's happy with that sort of thing. You know, it's better to go around in circles at the top of League One than it is in League Two, I suppose. But, you know, there's no more to it than that. And that will be a shame if that is the case. If it's not the case and there has been some fundamental change, which I doubt it, but if there has, then all to the good. I'm all for that. But, yeah, it's not... I think it's fair to say it's not happy times at Peterborough United. I think, for me, there's lots of issues. I mean, safe standing, I don't particularly like that. But, again, it is what it is, isn't it? Sort of thing. You've got to pull up with it.
Well, that's mine, Kisby's, and Dan Weldon's a take on the goings-on at Peterborough United. What are yours? You can get in touch with us on Twitter at The Yellow Block. On Facebook, if you search The Yellow Block, you can get on... get on the show via them channels as well. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Yellow Block, emergency episode, if you will. Oh, yeah, and Happy New Year. Fergie's back.
Woohoo.
Honestly, we'll wake up in a minute, Kisby.
I'm still not so weird.
You have no idea how many times I checked. Hence why I noticed the wrong badge. It's ridiculous. I checked the so many times, and the Peterborough Foundation have released a statement.
What they should do is fire everyone, including the owners, raise the ground to the ground, and just start again in Fletton United, and then like build it up.
We'll be the Brickies again.
Yeah, that's what we need. That's the only way to turn this club around.
This is like when you're on a game and you've got bored of it. Everything's malfunctioning, so you just quit it and start again.
It's like Space Invaders, isn't it? Where there's literally nothing ever going to change, is it? And you get very excited when the UFO goes atop of the screen, because that's the only change in the gameplay. And it really is the same, isn't it? It's rinse and repeat sort of thing.
Utterly bizarre. I can't believe we're back on the podcast talking about Dara. Honestly, it's done me.
I'm going to send Fergie in our auto meter.
Have you still got it?
I have, yeah. I have.
Thanks.
I wouldn't be stupid enough to delete it, for crying out loud.
I thought that was gone, though, I must be honest. I thought that was, them days are over. Dusted off.
It's people have been calling for it to come back, haven't they? It was the McCann, you know, out on me.
It was weird, wasn't it? Yeah, because loads of people on Twitter have said, bear in mind, nobody got it, and everyone moaned. Everyone wants it back. So yeah, for the next episode, we'll have it back.
Yep. I haven't even got a change, have I? Just pull it out.
And then obviously in 2025, when he's back in January, we'll use it again.
China, I have seen the pyramids of Egypt. I've even witnessed a grown man satisfy a camel. But never in all my years as a sportscaster have I witnessed something as improbable, as impossible as what we've witnessed here today.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.